This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Macoupin County Board Chairman Andy Minar. And welcome to the show, Andy.
Thanks for having me.
Andy, you're on the show this weekend. You made a rather important announcement earlier in the week concerning you would not seek another term on the county board. And with that announcement, I guess the question would be, why did you choose not to seek another term?
Well, I think for the primary reason, Rick, I feel like the board over the last 8 years has accomplished just about everything that we set our sights on back in 2004 when the board selected me among our members to be the chairman. So I'm of the opinion that that when you make accomplishments and you get through what you want to do as a public official and as an elected official, that you shouldn't just sit around and hold office just to hold office. And I feel like we've done a good job on the board. I feel like we've made some very significant strides with both economic development and with balancing our budget through difficult times. And so I think it's on to a new challenge for me.
Of course, you went to the county board in 2003 and then became chairman in 2004. And as you say, some significant challenges faced you not real long after you became chairman. What do you feel that the county board, along with you as chairman of the county board, specifically accomplished during your tenure?
Well, I think everything that we did was underscored by what I would describe as fiscal discipline. I think the board itself, prior to its reorganization in 2004, we were spending money at a rate that was unsustainable. The county was actually seeing record revenue growth, but at the same time, it was experiencing record deficits on an annual basis. So one of the things that we wanted to turn around right away was that. You know, that's backwards. You should not be spending more money than what you have, and you should be very diligent about how taxpayer money is spent. So everything that we've done has always been under the umbrella of what makes the most fiscal sense for the county and its residents. So I would say that's probably our most significant accomplishment is balancing the county's budget year in and year out. You know, when I became the board chairman, the economy was humming along at a pretty good pace, and things seemed to be going well in terms of the national economy. And then, in 2007, we received the devastating news that, hundreds of coal miners were going to lose their jobs when two of our three active mines closed. And that not only had an impact on countless number of families in the county, it had a tremendous negative impact on the county's revenues. So we worked through that, and we worked through it not because it was a simple task, but because it was a cooperative effort among Democrats and Republicans and people from all over the county who serve on the county board. And we decided with the county officials that we weren't going to take a sledgehammer to the county and its services, but we were going to work through literally every expense that we have and prioritize those expenses so that services that people count on would be preserved when we pass the budget.
Now, your term, of course, will not end till 2012, but what do you see as you still serve a while longer on the county board, and what's ahead for the county board as the main challenges for Macoupin County?
You know, my term and the term of the chairman would continue through until after the November election in 2012, but I felt it was important to tell the board members that I had made this decision in my mind because I wanted to make sure that the things that we've accomplished can continue to be built on. So that was one reason why I wanted the board members to know this up front before we move further on anything else. But we still have many challenges, like most local governments, not just in Macoupin County, but in Montgomery County and throughout the area, that, you know, we have lagging revenues. Our revenues are steady, but they certainly weren't what they were a few years ago. So we have to keep our eye on the ball. We have to stay disciplined, and we have to make sure that we watch every penny that we spend. So first and foremost, we're going to continue to do that. Number two, I would say that we have to continue our economic development efforts. The county several years ago took a bold step in shutting down its government-run County Economic Development Office, and we opened a public-private partnership with with the help of many private businesses and municipal governments in the county. So we want to continue those efforts because they have been successful in job creation. And then third and last but not least, I guess I would say, is our courthouse is in need of major structural repair and renovation, and that's an incredibly large project for the county the size of Macoupin. But regardless of the hurdle, we have to put our heads together and we have to figure out how to tackle that.
One other thing I remember from your tenure is that you started, I guess we should say, the ball rolling as far as whether the county, and you put it on the ballot, they should reduce the size of the Macoupin County Board, and that was a process that started many years ago. What is the actual standing of that now?
Yeah, we started that because when we experienced the mine closures in the county, county government literally lost about a little bit less than 20% of its revenue virtually over the course of a few months. And that's an incredible amount of money to have to account for and have to tackle in terms of balancing a budget. So we thought it was best to look at ourselves first as a board and put the microscope on ourselves in terms of what it costs to run the county board. So we put an advisory referendum on the ballot, and it passed. And in the month of July of this summer, the board adopted an ordinance that would reduce the size of the board effective for the 2012 election, which is coming up. From 27 members to 18, so we have 9 districts. There would be 2 members per district, as opposed to 3. And that was a hard thing to do, and I know that was a difficult vote for many members of the board. But I applaud them for what I believe was doing the right thing, because the people spoke and they said we want the county board to reduce itself in size and cost. In addition to reducing ourselves in size, we also cut the pay. The monthly stipend of board members by 5%. We thought that was a solid step in the right direction, again, to show fiscal discipline and show that we are serious about maintaining our balanced budget in the county.
As we come to the end of the program, a final question. Of course, the main topic was you announcing you wouldn't seek another term, but in your letter to the county board and to media, I guess we could say, you alluded to you'd be letting people know what your intentions were for the future in the very near time. And what can you tell us about your future?
I think, I've been an elected official since I was 21 years old. I'm 35 today, so I've been in an elective capacity for 14 years, going back to when I was a city council member in Bunker Hill, and then was elected mayor when I was 25. Years old. So I feel like I have things to offer, not just our county or my hometown, but our entire area. And in the near future, I think, I'll be making a decision about what my intentions are. Certainly, there's plenty of needs in our area, and job creation in this state, education funding in this state, delivery of health care that's affordable for people in this state has to be on the front burner for us, because that's what makes our small towns and our communities thrive, and that's what I'm interested in, is serving people, serving my neighbors and my friends and people that I've met over the years in many places, and that's what drives me every day, and I hope that I can continue to serve in some capacity, and that's what I plan to do.
Andy, I'd like to thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Good talking to you. Thank you, Rick.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.